A proposed rule from the U.S. Department of Agriculture would clarify what is and isn't fair practice in the American meat industry. The Fair and Competitive Livestock and Poultry Markets Rule would amend regulations under the 1921 Packers and Stockyards Act to define unfair practices as business conduct that harms the market and market participants. Just four companies process about 85% of American beef, the result of a long process of corporate consolidation that started in the 1980s and was exposed during COVID-era market disruptions. Longtime South Dakota farmer and rancher Nick Nemec says the proposed rule could help.
If we had, I don't know what the right number is, a dozen, 20 packing plants slaughtering beef, then there'd be real competition in the marketplace.
Vice President Kamala Harris, in a speech last week, said competition helps drive down prices. She also promised to support small businesses and implement a first-ever federal ban on price gouging, an approach her opponents call price control. Current laws against price gouging exist at the state level, and some states don't have laws on it at all. In South Dakota, Nemec runs a cow-calf operation and says that, while he doesn't deal directly with the big four beef corporations, he and his peers still feel the effects of their monopoly.
We're the little bitty peep squeaks at the bottom of the food chain, and there's nothing we can do about it. I mean, we're at the whim of the market.
The comment period for the proposed rule ends September 11th. I'm Kathleen Shannon, reporting for Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.